Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson. And today our show is on transforming negative beliefs. I think we've done this a couple of times, but there's so many of them. I thought it would be good to do it some more. We just did it in our Sound of Love class here at the Institute. And it's really kind of the number one thing that holds us back is these negative beliefs that are limiting us in many, many ways. So our intention today is that all these illusory negative beliefs are completely gone, and we are manifesting precisely what our soul is meant to do. That's all. But before we get started, I want to tell you about some things happening here at the Institute. We've got our next sound healing certificate program is the Summer Intensive coming up here June 14th to the 25th. And the Summer Intensive is actually, the certificate program is actually two Summer Intensives, June 14th to the 25th and August 6th to the 16th. However, a lot of people only take the June 14th to the 25th. And because, they can't come twice, you know. But you can actually come back in August, or you could actually do the rest of the classes online. The classes in June are the classes that are best done here, is the way I set it up. So the classes in August are more lecture, and those work online really well, just the same as they do here when we're doing lecture. So if you can't make it back, you could just do the first half. And if you can't, and then you could do the second half online or not do the second half at all if you want. But if you want to get the certificate, you could do it online or come back. It's 10 to 9:30 every day, and it's totally immersive. We haven't killed anybody we haven't killed any, we never will, because people go in the zone and it is just so powerful, because you get in the zone and you don't leave and you just go deeper and deeper and deeper. And by the end of the 10 days, people are just blissed out. By the end of the second 10 days, it's like really, really amazing. We just, and also, since San Francisco is so expensive, you can actually stay at the school if you wanted to for $200 for the each 10 days. So it would be $400 total if you came back in August. The cool thing, there's no beds or showers, but the cool thing is there's a gym like just two blocks away, or YMCAs you can go to. I think the gym is like $100 for the month, so you could totally join that. And it's, the place here is unbelievably beautiful, and we've got all kinds of toys. We've got every geometry, every sound healing tool you could imagine, including about 100 bowls total that you can play with when you're here. So it's kind of like a really fun time staying here. So anyway, or if you don't stay here, it's fine. So that's June 14th to the 25th and August 6th to the 16th. And that's the certificate program, which is the first semester of the associate degree program. So you could continue in September on into the next three semesters to complete the associate's degree. You can also come in September, where we've got the normal 3.5 month program, which is Monday through Wednesday nights and some weekends. And it gives you a little more time for things to sink in. And so that's starting September 5th. And that will go into the degree program if you wanted to continue as well. And you're welcome to take the certificate and decide later if you want to go into the degree. Oh, I wanted to tell you, for the summer intensive, just about everybody that takes the first half comes back for the second half. In fact, people that weren't even planning on it actually work it out to come back in August, because it's an amazing program and amazing instructors. It's really profound what happens around here. We do have the whole certificate and the whole associate degree online as well, with similar instructors, most of the same. And we just finished that program today, and one person said his feedback was, "This is the most amazing educational program I've ever done in my life as far as transformation. It transformed me completely." And it's true. It happens over and over. It really is profound, you know, how powerful sound along with consciousness can it's not just sound, it's vibration, which includes, you know, color, light, geometry, and everything, which we teach all of that here. So, yeah, it's whether you want to transform yourself or whether you want to help others. It's really, really very effective. So the online version starts this Thursday, April 27th. But the truth is you can start about every 2 weeks because we have ongoing enrollment. and that continues into the associate degree as well. It takes about 2 years to do the associate online, about a year and a quarter to do it at the Institute. And you can do mix and match. We also have the audio recording program where you learn how to record, mix, and produce. And that starts, we've got the summer intensive version, July 3rd to August 2nd. Or you can do it online. We're scheduled to start May 2nd for the next one. So if you wanted to start that, let me know. I still need one more person to actually make it happen. And that works really well. We've got Pro Tools, so you can see my screen in real time. You can hear what I'm mixing. And it's I wrote the number one selling book in the world in audio recording and in sound healing. So I've got about 100 CDs out. So it's real. There's nobody that teaches audio recording like that on the planet, I don't think. So you can find all of this information at soundhealingcenter.com. And we also have events coming up. The July 15th and 16th, we have the Mount Shasta summer retreat up at Mount Shasta at Stewart Springs, which is right on a roaring river with the mountain. You can't see the mountain from there, but then we go up on the mountain on the Monday after, on the 17th, and do a meditation up there. But there's also the mineral springs there, and they've got tubs you can go in, and it's just beautiful. It's a really beautiful setting, and we just get really high hanging out with the Lemurians inside of Mount Shasta. 3 million Lemurians living in love and light inside Mount Shasta, and they kind of join the workshop whenever we do it. So there's still room available right now. Actually, not much room. We only have about room for 10 more people. And also for lodging, it's starting to run out, so it'd be good to sign up soon. You can find that also at soundhealingcenter.com. What else? We've got our therapy center where we go through different treatments. We can find your home note, your soul note. We can find what frequencies are missing in your system, give you a CD to get those back in your system. We can do tuning fork treatments here. We can do massage on the sound table. We can do voice healing, full range of sound healing treatments. You can find all of those at soundtherapycenter.com. Also, the cool thing is in the sound healing classes, we're training you for these treatments that are on the therapy center, right? You learn how to do these. So these are jobs, or you can make a career out of it as well if you want to. And we also have a whole class on how to market your practice as well. We also have the store here, and we do have a sale going on. It's actually been going on for about 10 days, and today's the last day. If you're interested, we have 10 to 15% off on just about everything in the store. All the crystal bowls are on sale. All the sound tables and sound lounges are on sale. If you're interested in anything, it's at soundoflove.com, soundoflove.com. Cool. I think that's it. Okay, so today we're going to be transforming negative beliefs. Let me pull up my negative beliefs list here. I didn't have it ready here. We just finished doing the negative beliefs class in our Sound of Love class here at the Institute. Here we are. Transforming negative beliefs. So the deal is, there is the law of attraction that is based on resonance. If you want to manifest something, the law of attraction says, feel the energy as if you already have what you want, right? Feel the energy as if you already have received what you want or become what you want, and resonate that energy. And then spirit being, really spirit is set up based on resonance. Spirit simply resonates more of whatever you're resonating, right? That's why it's important to not focus on reality, in a way, right? The law of attraction says, don't focus on what is, focus on what you would like to be, because otherwise you're just going to get more of what is, because spirit focuses on resonance and simply resonates whatever you're resonating. That's what it's going to bring to you. That's the way spirit works. So don't focus on what is, focus on what you want, right? And what you want to manifest or what you want to become. So the problem is that we have these negative beliefs that are sometimes unconscious, but most of the time we're quite aware of them. They're right in our face a lot, actually. And we actually know exactly what these beliefs are. And spirit, being the resonant being that it is, says, oh, you've got a negative belief like, I am not good enough? Well, great. Let's resonate that and bring all kinds of things to you to support that. Right? And it totally happens. It happens in a very 3D way, too. The way you communicate and the tone of your voice resonates those belief systems to other people, and other people treat you exactly based on the belief you have. You've seen it. You see someone that it doesn't have confidence in themselves, maybe even a homeless person that doesn't have confidence in themselves to manifest what they want. And it's very easy to go, okay, that's the way they are. I'm going to resonate that energy. It's not like you think about it, but it's like unless you're really conscious and you go, okay, no, I'm not going to resonate that energy. We commonly just fall into that energy and go, yeah, okay, right? It's so common to just resonate. And it comes out in really subtle ways. So this is huge. It's just critical. It's just absolutely so important to turn these beliefs around, because they are limiting your life in many ways, especially in relationships. It's limiting positive relationships. It's limiting wealth in your life. It's limiting all types of things. It's limiting your health. So what we're going to do is we're going to turn these negative beliefs around and make the sound of the opposite. The only thing is you can't just do the opposite. Like I could say, I am not tall, or I'm too short, or I'm not the right body type, I'm not the good enough looking, I'm not, whatever. If I just say, I am really good looking, your subconscious isn't necessarily going to believe that. It's not going to believe it. You can't say, if you If you believe you're a certain way and you just say the opposite, your subconscious goes, yeah, right, give me a break, you know? And you can't even have a tiny little voice in the background going, I don't know, maybe, maybe not. You have to believe it 100%. So if you say, if you're thinking I am not good enough and you say I am the best, well, you better really believe that, because it's useless otherwise. You got to believe it completely. So it's often tricky to turn these negative beliefs around into a way that you believe it. One thing I commonly do, or thought, actually I don't do, although it could work, is to turn the belief around where you say, I aspire to do good, or I aspire to be loving, or I aspire. You know, that's almost like you're trying instead of doing or being it. And I don't know if that's, it's just some reason it just doesn't feel complete enough. You know, I do aspire. It's like, you know, it's like, okay, here's one. Let's just start. I am not loving enough. I'm pretty loving. I'm pretty loving, but there's times when I feel that I could be more loving. Any of you share that? Right? Okay. I feel better already. Okay. So I can't just say I'm really loving all the time. My subconscious is going, meh, 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 right? No way. No way are you loving all the time. It's ridiculous, right? So I can't say that. But what I can say, and this is what you commonly have to do, you commonly have to get out of the 3D. In fact, I know some people that would say you have to go into the 4D realm. The 4D realm is where you are manifesting and changing to transform into the 5D. Actually, the truth is you probably have to go all the way to the 5D realm. The 5D realm is where you are just love. You are just universal love. You are compassion. You are source energy, you know. So it's very easy for me to go, I am love. My essence is love. And to really believe that. I may not be loving, but my essence is love. And that's my essence. And it's only societal programming, childhood programming, parents. It's all my parents and their parents and their parents. It's lineage. I am not that. I am pure love. And then you make the sound of it. Everybody, if you like, make the sound of being pure love with me. These negative beliefs are illusions. Let's go through some kind of hard ones here. I am not smart enough. I am not clever enough. I am not educated enough. I am not, my intellect isn't sharp enough. Again, you can't say, I am the smartest person in the world, right? Your subconscious going, yeah, right. Yeah. Here's a good one. I have incredible gifts. The left brain is not everything at all. I have incredible gifts and am very very, should I say it? I think just having incredible gifts. I want to say more. I want to say my brain works perfectly in the way it's supposed to. I like the gifts part. Everybody has their own gifts. Some people have more in one area, some have more in another area. I have abundant gifts of intellect, heart, physical, and emotional. Okay, let's make the sound of that. That ties into, like, I'm incapable of great things. You know, I'm incompetent. It's like, no, you are perfect and have beautiful gifts. Here's a, one that people often have. I am not lovable. I am not lovable. I don't deserve love. I don't deserve to be loved. You can't say, everybody loves me completely. But you can say, my essence is totally lovable. I try really hard to be a kind, good person. My essence is totally lovable. Totally. My essence. Make the sound of that. It's interesting. I just say belief that just popped up from my relationship with my partner is, you know, I just realize there is a part of me that thinks that I'm not doing the relationship in the ideal way, which is probably true, right? Because who knows what the ideal way is? We don't have very many mentors or very many guides or very many, you know, people that are showing the way on how to do the ideal relationship where two people are whole and heart open. Our society is so into attachment, right? It's like the norm. So it's like, you know, I wish someone would love me. I want to find the one instead of, I want to find universal love and be filled, and then the one will show up, or somebody will show up that I can share any energy with, and then go back to my own wholeness. It's not the norm. It's not the norm. So it's like I think, okay, I don't really have it down. And then I think, I am a product of this society. I am really looking so closely to be that person that is completely whole on my own, connected to source and universal love. And I'm working so hard on it. I am universal love. Make the sound of that. Wee-oo, 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 wee-oo. Here's one I hear a lot. People don't see my value. I'm invisible. I know my value. I know I'm a good person. I know I try so hard to be kind, to be a good person. I know my own value. Whether people see me or not is no matter. Who cares? I know my value. I know I'm a good person. Make the sound of that. Again, if you ever turn it around and you don't believe it 100%, keep working it. I keep working it because you have to believe it 100%. Let's listen to a song here about reconnecting to source. It's called Reconnection. Because really, a lot of this is once you reconnect to source energy, all these illusions that are the negative beliefs fall away and you are completely whole. So set your intention with this song because this song's intention was to reconnect to source. So set your intention to reconnect as you listen. Cool. That's funny. Right when I said reconnection, the internet connection that I'm using to get online right now on this call, it dropped. That was really funny. So the negative beliefs, oh my God, they get in the way of relationships so big. I mean, relationships are the big problem. You know, I mean, how many of you feel that you are not perfect communicators? I am not a perfect communicator, right? That's really common. Or I get into arguments, or I get into, you know, miscommunications. I get into confusion with others. It's like, you know, it's like, and then I think, goodness gracious, you know, how come I can't manifest just flowing ideal relationships all the time, right? I'm sure all of us have that. Well, you can't just say, I am perfect. Every relationship goes perfectly. Your subconscious is, yeah, give me a break, right? So the trick is to actually say, my soul, how about this? I'm just winging it on these. My soul reaches out to everyone around me and looks for that higher connection of the higher self. That one feels good to me. Let me see, think, because some of that may not work for you. Let me see, let me think of another one. You can always say, you know, in any of this, you can always say, I will now look, I will change, I will now look for the needs of others and for the best way to communicate my needs. It's good, but I'm back. I like to go to the higher 5D level. The 5D level is that we are, that source is, that, about this, our communication and whatever happens is perfect for our growth. There we go. That's a good one. Our communication is perfect for our growth. Let me make the sound of that. There's a person in the class who said their negative beliefs was they're really afraid of success because they're afraid their nervous system would fall apart. I have that one in me because, you know, we might be getting a lot of funding to do do full-on research in our research foundation.
connection, so we just played the song Unconditional Love. Unconditional Love is really an often a solution for a lot of it. Once you get out of that 3D world of I'm not good enough, it really ends up mostly being just unconditional love, you know, and then you're just in that zone and things manifest on their own. Okay, so here's the what I was talking about. There's one woman was saying that she has a hard time actually visualizing success, or not visualizing it, but she's scared of success, that her system will fall apart. And I was saying that I was thinking the same thing. If we got full funding with everything, which we could have, then it could be overwhelmed. And so we did a lot of work with her. It's really because it's not even so much as being able to say that I will be fine if I'm completely successful. Because, you know, your subconscious is going, I don't know. But, you know, if you can visualize, you know, first of all, visualize what would be the problem if you're successful. Well, maybe you get overwhelmed and your nervous system can't handle it, or there's so many relationships that, you know, there's going to be some stress because there's just going to be way more relationships, or that you just may not have enough time, and you may not know how to do everything. It's like there's a lot of possibilities, right? And so then you can just say, well, if I'm successful, I will have I'll have the money to actually get more massages, pull in whatever therapies or whatever sound healing I need to make myself whole, right? I'll be able to take more vacations, right? Or more time at a certain point, and also that I can visualize everything coming together to support me during this. And sometimes what I've had to do is to spend time getting that vision and really seeing how it could work. You know, so it's almost getting the pieces together, because if I just say it, I'm not going to believe it. Actually have to imagine, okay, well, I'll get this person to support me, I'll get this, and I'll, you know, and the spirit will kick in here, and I can just see it really working, that if I have, you know, full abundance, that I will not be overwhelmed. In fact, I'll be much happier. And then when you see that full vision of the success, then you make the sound of that, like this. I remember going through this exact thing of having to really spend time seeing that there will be no problems until I could see. I mean, of course there are going to be some problems, but problems that I can deal with. I mean, that I would be able to deal with whatever comes, right? Because I would be supported, because the success I'm envisioning is really about helping others more and more. So it's not just, you know, that's why spirit will support me. Okay, that's a really good one. Okay, there's also the area around health. You know, some people think, I don't have it together enough to be healthy. I don't know how to be healthy. I've always got some emotional thing going on or emotions get to me, or I have something physical, and I don't know what to do to be healthy, completely healthy. Or I've got this pain, I don't know how to get rid of it. I'm not good enough because I don't know. Or here's one, I'm not pure enough or high enough consciousness to manifest health. And here's a really big one that our society supports big time. I am not capable of healing myself. So the trick is here, and this is a hard one, because our society is so, I mean, especially with the whole medical field, and, you know, you need this pill. No, right? You're not, I mean, you need help. you need help. I remember when I used to go to this psychic, and she would do treatments on me for a couple of years. It's very expensive, right? And it was simply I lost my power. Whenever I would have something going on, I would say, "Oh, I got to call her," you know. And then finally, at one point, I thought, "I can do this. I can do this." And with just that thought, I started doing things that I felt she would do. You know, in fact, I'm working with this other psychic that sometimes I will talk to about things. And just like a couple months ago, I thought, wait a second. I'm just going to call on the energies that he actually uses and do it myself. And believe I can heal myself. That's a tricky one for some people. But the truth is, you can heal yourself. Perhaps there's a challenge to help you get to a higher level emotionally or mentally that's going on. But to really see it as you are empowered, especially with sound healing, there's so many cool things to get rid of pain and to get rid of different emotional issues. You know, it's really just also sometimes it's just a matter of looking out for new things that will resonate with you. So let's make the sound of, I am totally capable of healing myself. Some of you, that might be a hard one. You might have to work on it until you get it completely. My higher self can heal all. My soul connected to spirit can heal all. I'll make the sound of that. Well, I have to make sure that I believe it myself. I do believe it. Hi, ho. Here's a common one. I am not pure enough or high enough consciousness to help or heal others. Although, of course, nobody heals anybody. Spirit kicks in. But still, I am not good enough. I find this common. It's a common one in our classes. You know, when people are just learning, they think, oh, my God, I don't want to hurt anybody. I don't really know what I'm doing. Spirit is really close to the surface. And I am capable of bringing spirit through to help others. I am capable of bringing harmony through to help myself and others. I'm completely capable of running positive energy, which is the basis of it all. Make the sound of that. I remember when I had one of my students actually did a whole paper on how to become a medical intuitive. And before that, you know, it had never occurred to me that I could become a medical intuitive. And then I thought, well, large part in the paper was just to believe it, just to believe it, to believe you could start sensing energy in people, right? And so I changed that thought, and the level of my intuition changed overnight. It was incredible, just by changing that belief. It was incredible, you know? Like you may think, oh, I'm not able to communicate with archangels or ascended masters and or positive aliens or Hathors. I'm not able to sense that world. Turn it around. Come in now. Come in now and come through my voice. Yay. But really, let's see. There's also the one about wealth, that if I have a lot of money, others will have less. It's wrong to have a lot of money when others are starving. That one, I've heard that one a lot, and I've got that one in me. You know, it's like I feel like, you know, it's like just some of the things I do, I think, God, shouldn't I just be giving this money to people that are starving? There's so many people that are starving. I mean, God, you know, I don't, and then I think, no, it's our birthright to be abundant. Just because others are starving doesn't mean that I shouldn't be comfortable. And that then you think, as I said before, to bring in money, think of it as bringing money through you instead of to you, bringing money through you to help others. And that's when spirit kicks in. So I am bringing abundance through me to help others. And it's perfect. We should all be 100% abundant on the whole planet. That's where we're all headed. Here's that sound. It's cool because when you turn negative beliefs around, you can breathe. You can breathe fully. That's the deal. That's when you know that it's really working. Here's the last one. It's really huge. All of these beliefs are complete illusions. They're fabrications of the mind. The truth is, we are pure, perfect spirits and souls in every way. Perfect in every way. That is our core essence. All of the other is just an illusion or a fabrication of language. Language is just designed to differentiate. It's an illusion. We are perfect in every way. We are source energy. We are universal love. That is the true essence. Make the sound of that. Homework for the rest of your life. Tune in to whatever negative beliefs, anything where you don't feel good enough, and turn it around backwards. Make the sound of it. This is so critical. And do it until it's really in your body. And hold that energy of it being in your body, because that's our intention, is everybody may be a pure, perfect spirit, completely and wholly, always. Because that's who we really are. Hold that energy for the rest of the weekend, at least. Go for the week and the months ahead. No use fooling around. Just be that energy for the lifetimes. And make the sound of it whenever you need to remind yourself.